From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, bringing the next portion of a message based on Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 6:19, the first part of the verse, "Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you." As he sought to teach the Corinthian Christians how to live godly, holy lives in the midst of a morally corrupt society, Paul pointed them to the gospel of Christ, reminding them that their bodies were the temple of the Holy Spirit. On the previous program, Dr. Cairns began explaining what the Bible means when it says that believers are indwelt by the Spirit of God. Today, he'll provide further instruction of those truths. Then he'll go on to show the necessity of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today, he deals with the subject of the love of God.
I don't suppose that there's a more overworked word in the world than the word love. People love what they eat. They love the car they drive. They love the chair they sit in. They love the wallpaper that's on the wall. They love the color of the paint on the door. They love their children. They love their wives. They love their exercise. They love their job. You know, the word love, it's so overworked. And then, of course, it has been cheapened to cover even the most filthy, the basest of human lusts. Hollywood turns out vile, filthy, fornicating activity, and it glorifies it with the title of love. Going into sin, committing adultery, they call making love. What a cheapening of the word. But you know, when God speaks of love, he means love at its very purest, love at its very greatest. He says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world. That love is something that the world, if it hadn't got a Bible, would know nothing about. This is not just a feeling of benevolence. This word does not describe a mere wishful thinking. Oh, I wish I could do so much for these people. This is an action word. This is a word of decision, a word of divine decree. It is a word of divine determination. It is a word whereby God commits himself to procure and produce the good of the people who are the objects of his love. That's the idea. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In what way did God love the world? He loved it in this way, that whosoever believes in Christ should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Now, such a great thing is this love, that according to Romans chapter 5, God commends his love toward us. God commends it to us. He presents it to us as something he wants us to receive. He wants us to understand how wonderful and glorious and blessed this love really is. Stop and think of it. Herein is love, not that we loved God, for we didn't, but that God loved us. That's a wonderful thing. And how did he love us? He gave his Son to be the propitiation, that is, the sacrifice, to put away the wrath of God against our sin, to be the propitiation for our sins. This is love at its very greatest. John 3:16 is the greatest love story ever told. Have you received God's love gift, the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever been moved by the love of God to bow at the feet of the Lord Jesus, thank him for coming into the world to save a sinner such as you, thank him for his invitation to come and receive eternal life from his hand? Have you ever bowed, broken before him by the vastness of his love, to receive him as your Lord and your Savior? Oh, do not turn away from the greatest love story ever told. Do not let the world's cheapening of this word love blind you or harden you to the glorious beauty of the love of God in Jesus Christ. Never forget, God is love.
Wonderful, wonderful, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? There will never be a sweeter story, story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me. Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest soul away, saving, keeping, love it was that found me. That is why my heart can only say, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me.
Love beyond our human comprehending, love of God in Christ, how can it be? This will be my theme and never ending, great redeeming love of Calvary.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me. Wonderful, marvelous, reaching out to all of us. It's wonderful to me.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's LTBS@FREEPRES.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or LTBSradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, LTBSradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
In the Christian life, therefore, is placed in our very hands here. The Holy Spirit indwells every Christian. Remember that. Holiness, therefore, victory, Christian service, all these things, they are not placed in the hands of just a few. They are in the hands of every Christian, because the Holy Spirit abides within every Christian, and doing so, He shines in them. To let them see Christ. I don't want to push the analogy to the temple too far. But let me say this. He says, you are the holy place. You are the sanctuary. Where did the Shekinah glory of God dwell in the tabernacle and in the temple? It dwelt peculiarly in the sanctuary. It sat on top of the mercy seat. And it's very interesting that when the New Testament came to be written, when the apostle under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost wanted to speak of Christ as our propitiation, he used the very word that the Old Testament Greek translators had used of the mercy seat. Christ is our mercy seat. The Holy Spirit is shining in the very place where He will let you see all that has been purchased by the blood of Christ. And I want to tell you, that is the key to Christian living. It's the key to the joy and the power of God in the life. Again, you think of the Spirit.
indwelling the believer as in the temple, you'll find that he fills the believer with the glorious reality of the presence of Christ. How did the Israelites know that God was present? Because the glory dwelt in the holy place. The presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is made real in the life by the indwelling Holy Spirit. If you pay particular attention when you read John 14, verses 16 and 18, you'll find the Lord Jesus makes two promises. He promises that he will pray the Father to send the Spirit. And he says, I will come to you. I don't believe that at that time he's speaking of the second coming at all. But he's saying how he will come immediately for the comfort and the blessing and the edification of his people. He says, I'll come with my Spirit. The indwelling Spirit seals the presence of Christ in the life. If you are saved, the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. He lives in you. Therefore, you ought not to have to live out of fellowship with Christ, without the knowledge of the Lord's presence, without the glory of Him filling and flooding the life. The Spirit gives you the presence of Christ. And then, as the glory in the temple, He does something else. He shows the Lord's glory through you to a world that's lost in sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3 says, For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. The metaphor changes slightly here, but the truth is just the same. When God fills a man, or indwells that man with His Spirit, He makes that man a witness. I don't want to go over the area that I dealt with the last Sunday morning we were on the subject. But let me say to you, there is a sense in which all God has to say to the world, He says through His church. There's a sense in which all He has to say to sinners, He says through individual Christians. Now, I know that God is sovereign, and I wouldn't for a moment try to limit the power of God and the ability of God. But I can say that it is most unusual for God to reach a sinner without using a Christian. Most unusual. Let's realize then what God has done for us when He came to indwell us with His Spirit. He seals our relationship with Himself, and then He brings us to the place where He can show us Christ. He brings us to the place where we can feel the presence of Christ, and He brings us to the place where we can show Christ to a world that's lost in sin. Now that's the meaning of the indwelling of the Spirit. In the light of this, the second thing I want to talk to you about is the necessity of the indwelling of the Spirit. Now I'm going to be very brief here, but I'm going to be very pointed. Regenerate souls are all indwelt by the Spirit of God. When does the Holy Spirit take up His abode within you? As soon as He regenerates you. That's when He takes up His abode within you, not before it. Unregenerate souls are said in Jude verse 19 to have not the Spirit. Those who have not the Spirit, therefore, are still unregenerate. Here's the necessity of the indwelling Spirit. If God the Holy Ghost does not dwell within you, my friend, you are yet dead in your sins. Without God, without Christ, and without hope. That's the first thing. Again, we can say that the indwelling of the Spirit is absolutely essential, because without the Holy Spirit, as we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, you are none of Christ's. Now let those awful words sink in. If any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His.
He doesn't belong to him. He's not acknowledged by Christ. He's not owned by Christ. He's cut off from Christ. But he's baptized. He still doesn't belong to Christ. But he's joined the church. He still doesn't belong to Christ. But he's even joined the deacon board. Well, he still doesn't belong to Christ. He may mount the pulpit. He may be an ordained minister. But he does not belong to Christ. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. It is absolutely essential for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you must be born again. There must be the indwelling of the Spirit. You must be the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if not, you don't belong to Christ. Of course, we can put that a third way. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, Christ dwells in you. Otherwise, you're reprobates. Reprobates. Cast off as useless. Rejected in judgment by God Almighty. If you have not the Spirit of God, there's an absolute necessity here. Now, I want you to just think in that before we move on and finish the message. Because we live in a day, even in fundamentalism, when Christianity is being reduced to so many do's and don'ts. Christianity is being brought down to a mere mechanical thing. And the mystery and sovereignty and necessity of the ministry of the Spirit of God are all being denied. In fact, how often there is an emphasis on what you do to get to heaven. My friend, I say to you this morning, if you're in this meeting and you're not saved, there is one place for you to be, and it is in your face before God, to cry out, Lord, have mercy on this dead sinner. Lord, quicken me by your Spirit. Lord, come and dwell within me by the Holy Ghost. Lord, give me life and light and liberty and salvation. I can't do it myself. Oh, I can join a church and go to hell. I can turn over a new leaf and walk the clean side of the street and still go to hell. Lord, I need to be saved. I need to be regenerated. I need to be made a new creature. I need life, not just the shell. I need life. I need that inner working of the Spirit of God. That, my friend, is essential to Bible Christianity. How will you recognize the working of the Spirit of God? How will you recognize it? I'm not a believer. I believe in the mystery of the working of the Spirit, but I'm not a believer in mysticism. And I'll explain why. God works in you, He wants you to know it. How can you know whether the Holy Spirit is the one who's working within you or not? I was reading yesterday in one of the best little books on the Holy Spirit, I've mentioned it before, by Octavius Winslow, where others spend their time in great scholarship, he spends his time in great passion, writing with great fervor. He pointed this out, that when the Holy Spirit comes to regenerate a man, when the Holy Spirit comes to indwell a man, the Holy Spirit always leads that man to Christ and to His blood. Did nature ever lead a man to true repentance? Did nature ever lead a man to acknowledge the all-sufficient blood of Christ? Did nature ever lead a man to glorify the finished sacrifice of the cross and cast himself entirely upon the merits of that shed blood? No, sir.
For the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. My friend, if you have ever been brought in honest confession of your own guilt and sin to cry to God for the cleansing, saving virtue and value of the blood of Jesus Christ, if you've ever been brought to acknowledge Him as the one and only Savior, Redeemer and Lord, then I tell you, that is the product of the Spirit of God. That is what's brought about by none other than the Spirit of Christ Himself. Make sure that you depend on nothing less than the reality of God's salvation purchased by Christ and administered by the indwelling Spirit of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.